Well, hello, folks. This is Rick, and it is Sunday, the last day of May. And I'm up in Minnesota again. It's about 4:30 in the afternoon, and it's 52 degrees. And in Celsius, that's about 11. So we've got a wind from the east at about 13 miles an hour, and that means it's coming off of Lake Superior, hence the cold, bitey, damp wind. We got some sunshine today, though, so that's not so bad. But summers here are shortened by the fact that nearly the whole month of June, the wind starts blowing off of Lake Superior. And I'm about 15 miles from the lake here, but if the wind's more than 10 miles an hour, it's going to cool it down. It can cool down like 30 degrees in just a half an hour. Anyway, I'm at my son's house, and he is putting on a roof on his garage. New shingles, you know. So I'm helping him out. My job is to cut the tabs. These are asphalt shingles, and they're three tab. So for the ridge line, what you do is you take the shingle and you cut it into three pieces right in line with the tabs. Well, he is up on the roof. You can hear him nailing down the shingles up there. I'm safely on the ground, working at a bench here, and I've got a speed square and a utility box cutter knife. This is what they use to bring the Twin Towers down in New York City on 9/11. Box cutters. So run the blade. So I line up the square with the slot on the tab. I just cut through a couple times. And voila. 1 3-foot shingle becomes three separate pieces. That noise you hear is a compressor for the nailer. The pneumatic nailer should shut off here in a minute. Oh gosh. There we go. Yeah. Just came from a graduation party. This is high school graduation season, high school and college, I guess. So one of my cousins had a daughter that graduated. So a fun time to get together with family and friends. There. Three more. I think I only have to do 70 of these. After I'm done with this, I gotta recut them and taper them. So that'll be a little trickier. Well, hope everybody's having a good day. I will reach my pocket and get my phone out and say, so long from Cloquet, Minnesota.